AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Dolly Parton is hosting a telethon tonight to raise money for those affected by deadly wildfires in eastern Tennessee, where her amusement park is located.
It was really devastating what's happened to so many of these people that are like same as family to us. So they're all our people, and I'm just so happy that it turned out where I could be here to do this.
Parton's goal is to give $1,000 to each family who lost their primary residence in the fires.
It doesn't sound like it's a lot of money, but we're talking about, you know, thousands of people, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people. But we wanted to do, like, if we could give $1,000 a month for 6 months, you know, that'd give people a chance. And if we raise more money than we, you know, had hoped to, then we'll just do more.
The mayor of Sevier County, where Dollywood is located, says more than 2,100 homes and 60 businesses were damaged or destroyed by the fires.
We have approximately right now in excess of $500 million in damage was inflicted by these fires. This includes commercial and residential property.
Two juveniles have been charged with aggravated arson that resulted in the deaths of 13 people. The fire chief in Oakland, California, says her department is writing a final report on a warehouse fire that claimed 36 lives now that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives has finished collecting evidence.
Once the report is completed, it will be turned over to the DA's office, as mentioned by ATF, to continue their ongoing investigation.
Oakland Fire Chief Teresa Deloach Reed says there is no definitive cause yet for the fire. The Dow could go over the 20,000 mark tomorrow if it picks up 90 points. This is AP Radio News. Russia and Syria told the UN today the fighting in eastern Aleppo is over. In an AP interview via Skype, folks in the city say the situation there is desperate and hopeless.
It's really our last time, and we can't believe there is anyone on this planet could help us.
What I want to say is, don't believe anymore in the United Nations. Don't believe anymore in the international community.
This man said the Russian and Syrian claims that the fighting is over in Aleppo is not true. He says they just want to wipe out everyone.
Russia doesn't want us to go out alive. They want us dead. Assad is the same. Exactly yesterday, there were many celebrations on the other part of Aleppo.
State Department spokesman John Kirby says the situation in Aleppo is unclear. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save.